Lost it. I don't know what happened. Oh, there it is.
This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 113 for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. This is Brian.
I'm not sure who I am today. I think I got lost there for a minute.
That's Lisa.
Oh, I'm Lisa. That's right.
this is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Woo!
You know, there's this little blue section after I say that that you haven't said in, like, probably 50 episodes.
Let's ink it up and talk about pens, baby. How's that?
So it occurred to me today.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It occurred to me today, and I, you know, it just sometimes you lose track of these things. 113 episodes is over 2 years, right? So I guess we started...
We decided that when it was 104.
104, and that was I know. Years? It's 2 years and 2 months, right? So.
Oh, that means vacation.
It means vacation? No, we're not taking vacation.
Yeah, we're going to go to D.C. on vacation.
All right, well, do we want to talk about that right away? What do we want to do?
No, I'm exhausted. Let's not.
You're exhausted? Let's not talk about that.
Well, we can. You know what? We could talk very briefly about the D.C. show and... getting prepped for that, which segues into another show that I was talking about to the organizer today. Okay. And then we can talk about stuff. Oh, now they're taking bets on food.
Okay. Well, 7 minutes from now? Okay.
DC show prep. We've already had a bunch of people. I'm just jumping right in there.
All right, you go.
We already had a bunch of people email and ask if we're coming. Heck yeah, we're going to be there.
Are we coming?
Oh, my God. No, we'll get in Thursday night, actually Thursday afternoon, if we can leave early enough and not sleep along the way.
Who needs sleep?
It's the sleep DC is overrated. So we will get in Thursday. Get a good night's sleep, which is heaven, and then we will work Friday. I think we have a hot date Friday night.
Is it Friday night or Saturday night? I thought it was Saturday. H and K are in the chat, so.
I don't know. I'm not sure. All I know is there's going to be coffee. There'll be donuts. There'll be food. It'll be yummy. I mentioned food.
You did. You didn't even try. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, last year, Steph just kept plying us with food. I don't understand how you go from top chef to lawyer.
Lawyers
one is
have
good.
To eat too, right? So.
Lawyers do need to eat, yeah. All right, so we have a date Saturday night. We'll be hanging out Friday night. We leave Sunday night, but it's going to be just a rockin' awesome show. We're very excited. I spoke with Bob Johnson, I guess it was last week, and he asked to help him with some fresh ink for the ink table. So I'm working on that because some of those inks are pretty gross.
Yeah. So.
And then the organizer of the Denver Pen Show called today and said one of his friends had called and told him that we mentioned the Denver show on last podcast or whenever it was, and he was shocked. So we chatted about that. He said that we'd mentioned it before he signed the contract, which we mentioned, Ed. Don't panic. But it'll be a good show. He's already promised coffee and donuts. So we're there. We're totally there.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. So that was it about DC, the biggest pen show on the planet, and we give it 3 minutes?
Oh, well, so the deal is people are already asking, can they buy something on the web and we will bring it to them? And absolutely, we've already got this big pile of stuff to bring to customers and friends. So if there's something you're looking for, absolutely send us an email or give us a call. And we will put it in a bag with your name on it and have bunches of stuff to deliver. I'm excited.
You know, I was glad to have a couple months off from shows, but I'm kind of jonesing from not having a show. So I think it's going to be. I don't want to say I'm burnt out, but we've been working real hard this year. So
it's called burned out.
I don't want to say that, but
okay, tired. Yeah, we need like three more of you, three more of me, and three more of Dave. So I'm working on that.
So
the whole cloning thing.
But I'm looking forward to well, in DC you've got some people that only go to that show, so I'm really
excited. Yes, so we're excited about that.
And some vendors that we won't see anywhere else. So.
Well, and there are some friends who only go to a couple of the East Coast shows, so it'll be awesome to see them. We're going to get to see some of our favorite other vendors, and, you know, Joel and Cheryl will be there again. We get to see Madisha again. Maybe Carla will be there. I know a bunch of the PCA people will be there.
What's going on with Carla these days?
She moved to Maine.
Well, that's going to be closer.
Yep.
Than Portland or wherever she was.
She was in Portland.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, she has pen show organization experience, so maybe there'll be a Maine pen show.
Oh.
I hope it's not.
God, it's going to be a long drive.
Well, we could stop and see Mom.
We could stop and see your mom. We have to do it soon because your mom's...
Before she moves, yeah.
Your mom's moving. Is it next year she's moving?
Next year, yeah.
Next year, okay.
And Mom's not in the chat tonight. She's in Italy.
She's in Italy.
The bum.
Oh, well, it's got to be what? What time is it there? It's.
I don't care what time.
3 in the morning?
Come on, Mom. I don't care. I would be awake seeing
lights
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, what else? Anything else? Yeah. Monisha, I'm looking forward to. I think Mike Masayama should be there too, right? Is he? He'll be in. So
yeah, absolutely.
I've got a pen I need to take a look at it, but so it's gonna be fun. I'm stoked. So, and I've been I hate to admit this, but I was looking on eBay the other day.
What?
I was the other night.
I don't think so.
I haven't looked on eBay. It must be 9 months. I haven't looked on eBay, and I'm starting to get the vintage bug again. So
I blame Ivan.
It was entirely Ivan's fault, absolutely, because Ivan sent me a link and he says, "Well, here, check this out." And
he says, "Check it out, yeah."
I'm like, "Okay, that looks great. Well, what's else? You know, as long as I'm here, you know, my search still works." So anyway, I got the bug, and DZ's coming up. We'll talk about it more next week. I think we're starting to pack next week already.
We are. So. I mean, it has been really nice to have two months off. And to stay home, to enjoy the backyard, to take care of things at the store and the website. And I mean, we've got, I can't even count, I need like fingers and toes, how many new brands and how many new models of different lines that we've gotten in. I don't know how we're going to fit all this in the car. I think we need an RV.
Well, we gotta cut some of it out, so.
We could ship it.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter if we ship it. We'll have room on the table for it. So, anyway.
Oh, wow. We need a double-decker table.
We do. Stairs, maybe? I don't know.
Steph could see upstairs.
Steph reminds us that a sailor will be there, Mr. Nagahara, or Mr.
Yes.
Nagahara's son, I think, is who's going to be there, right? Because...
Is just as amazing.
Well, he's the one that's doing all the nibs now, I think.
Yes.
And he's doing a majority of them. So,
will be amazing.
There's your chance they haven't been there for the last 2 years. Two, three years?
No, but he was in L.A. Remember, he was like right outside by Mary Burke and kind of across from Kenro.
I barely remember going out in the hallway.
Next to Edison. He was kind of next to Edison.
Okay. Didn't even see him.
I did.
Well, anyway, he'll be there. There'll be a lot of new people there. So, what do we got? What do we got on tap for discussion tonight?
You know, we've talked about books before, but since I am deep into pennant production, I decided we were going to talk about magazines
deep.
And deep into the Bennett. It's all good.
It is good. It's good.
All positive. So anyway, we figured that we would talk about some of the other resources besides books. And some of these, and you all know how I love bargains. We'll go with bargains. Some of these are either free or very easy to get a good deal on, or you find
some
them everywhere.
Some are, some aren't.
Some are, some aren't. Yeah, absolutely. So probably the easiest one to find. Do you have it or do I have it?
Which one?
I have Pen World. I have an old, summer 1990, Pen World.
Look at that.
Doesn't even look like this anymore. It's much bigger. Pen World is an excellent magazine. They really focus primarily on modern, although in this issue back in the 90s, well, I guess that was modern back then.
Back in the day, that magazine was primarily vintage.
That's true. That's true. Some really cool stuff. What's not to love about the pens?
That's why I picked that example there.
And then look at the ad on the back. That's great. But magazines like these, if you go to a show, Pen World often has a table, or they have provided magazines to the show organizer, and you can get a free copy of Pen World. So that is wonderful. Get them and keep them. They are wonderful resources.
Well, they are, and I just happen to have...
What do you happen to have?
I happen to have a newer copy of Pen World.
What do you have?
This particular one right here, the Pen World edition from August of 2010, and on page 16 right here.
The wedding edition.
There happens to be a picture of my bride.
Very cool.
Anyway, yeah, these are great for, in this particular example, I just saw an ad in here. I thought that was really interesting. The Visconti Echo Roller, and then there's a picture of the bottle, and, some really cool stuff. Now, even the new ones, this is, 4 years old. It's got some cool stuff in it, but, what's new and hot 4 years ago is interesting to see. So what's the next... next magazine on your hit list there?
Well, it has to be
Pennant. It has to be.
Has to be the Pennant. This one happens to be from 96, and it's really awesome to see who was on the board back then. And
who was on the board in 96?
In 96, Boris Rice was the president.
Oh.
Ed Fingerman was vice president, so this was before... or after he was president. Henry Gastony, Mata Shaw, Fred Gorstein, Bob Teft, Dan Zazoff, Jeff Berliner, who I haven't seen in years, and Chris Odgers. I think he's the one who organizes the LA show.
Yeah, so you had the former LA show organizer. You got the one of the current Chicago show organizers. You got Mata Shaw. You got a couple of major retailers.
Yeah, so that was cool. But this is just amazing.
Show that cover again, just to see how far that's come. And that's the double issue.
Is it?
It says double issue on the front.
Oh, they messed up with that one.
You're not
supposed to have a double issue. Anyway, now in order to get the Pennant, you have to do one of two things. I highly recommend that you join the PCA. but the other thing is, if you're at a show, we often do have free magazines, so feel free to pick one up. Again, another really awesome source of information, everything from show reviews to in-depth researched articles about usually vintage pens.
Yeah, it's primarily vintage. Although there have been some semi-modern stuff in there as of late, but it's primarily vintage.
No, we are. That is not true.
Oh, okay.
We are about 60 vintage, 40 modern.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So there you go.
All right. More vintage than Pen World, though.
Yes. Anything? Do you have a magazine over there?
I do have, I have perhaps, this is probably, the, would you say the, this is maybe one of the first magazines? This is...
Which one do you have?
This is a, is it, this is Cliff and Judy Lawrence, right? Pen Fancier's.
Oh, that's one? Old. Yep.
TFC. This one here happens to be from January 93, so this is probably a newer edition. I can't remember exactly when these started coming out, but we have a bunch of these. These are very hard to find. Very hard to find. And essentially what these are is these are catalogs. Essentially they have their catalog in here, but then they have a lot of interesting ads. From the manufacturers, and just some interesting stuff in them. The pens that you just don't, I mean, in real nice, nice cover.
Gorgeous.
Cool color. I mean, really, really cool stuff.
I want one.
What, you want the pen? I know Hugh wants this one right here. This one's for Hugh.
You know, we have one of those in the Nan Curvis donation I'm bringing.
He knows I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring it. There we go.
So anyway, awesome, awesome resource. If you can find it, it is worth whatever you need to pay, shy of selling a child or
These are, you know, some of these people that wrote articles in here, they are not with us.
No longer with us.
And you know, and unfortunately, up until recent years, most of the information that research that has gone on in on fountain pen history is lost every time someone passes on. So the next best thing is to, when you see these, to get these. This is the Pen Fanciers magazine. It's really, really a super resource.
Yes. Yes. All right,
so what else you got?
Now, one of the places that you can find some of these magazines are, you can find them on eBay sometimes, you can find them on some of the pen boards. Sometimes people at shows will just have a stack of them either for sale or just to give away. They're downsizing or they're simply getting out of the hobby and they don't want to just throw them out. They are a wonderful resource, but they don't know
what
else.
There were a bunch on Zoss list this week. Somebody posted a list of them. A bunch of Pen Worlds or something.
I know somebody's donating a bunch of them to the PCA so that we can scan them. That's the other thing. If you are a member of the PCA, we have a number of these magazines in the library. So if you're a member, you can just download them because they're all digitized. This next magazine is no longer in production, Stylus. Nancy Olson was the editor. She was phenomenal. She is still around. Stylus was primarily modern.
I want that pen on the cover there.
There's a picture of the Doric. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Again, a wonderful, wonderful resource. A lot of ads, some articles, but, you know, the ads are also really a great resource.
Yeah, even for the so-called modern pens, yeah, they're a great resource. Yep. I mean, was that the one there was a crazy ad for a Monteverdi pen?
I don't remember.
That was the next one. That's
Curtis Australia's pens with diamonds.
Wow. Talk about over the top.
That's a lot of bling. That's a lot of bling.
Not in this guy.
Yep. Another magazine dear to my heart is the also now defunct Stylophiles. It was Anna Lawson, Dean Tweedale, and Bill Riepel. And they decided they all had writing and photography experience. They wanted to put out a magazine with a little bit of a different focus. And
now,
so
this magazine was online first, and then the print came out.
I don't remember.
I think it was online first, and then print came out, and it was out for a couple of years.
Yep.
For example, in
the August 2003 issue, there is an article written by Anna Lawson about a wall coronet. The funny part was that Anna went to the, was it LA? She went to, I think it was the LA show, and she wanted to buy a coronet. And long story short, she ended up buying a pen from someone A friend of hers had a pen, sold it to someone else. Anna bought the pen from that other person, and it wasn't until later when Anna was showing the pen off that her friend recognized it and said, "Oh my God, I just sold it to so-and-so." And Anna said, "I just bought it from so-and-so." And they kind of had a good laugh about they could have just left out the middleman. Okay. But Bill Riepel took great pictures, and part of the reason that it is so special to me is because that's partly how we met.
It is partly how we met. Absolutely. Yep.
Because
actually, I came across one of those pictures just the other day, the one with Rosborough in it.
Yep. Well, I had some of my pens photographed for an article I wrote in the magazine, and sent these pictures to my pen collector friend Brian, and that's how we discovered that we had two halves of an engraved set. So that was pretty cool.
Now, perfect example, that particular magazine on the cover has a pen that I've not seen ever, but would really, really want. That is the blue version of, I'll put you on the focus here, the blue version of the Visconti Wall Street Limited Edition, which apparently was such a big seller, it sold out quite quickly.
On the back is Aurora. Woo.
Oh, that's that little stubby pencil, yeah. Stubby pen, yeah. But no, I had never seen the blue. I mean, I had heard about it, never saw it. And then Lisa pulls this up like 10 minutes before the show. And
Brian was drooling.
Yeah, I mean, I got to find one of those. That's really a cool pen. So anyway, good example of why it's good to get these magazines. What else you got?
I have a couple other things that you may see at some of the shows, and you may or may not have picked up, but they are awesome, awesome resources to hang on to. This is the Fountain Pen Hospital Annual 2006 Catalog.
Sure.
Put out, obviously, by Fountain Pen Hospital.
Every year they bring them.
Let's look at Visconti.
There we go.
But it gives you, you know, it's a catalog with all of the colors and the models and the prices. This is wonderful as a resource. Let's see what else we have in here. Oh, look at the Retro 51. Very cool.
Actually, I want to see that. I want to see which ones are. Those are cool looking. Those are really neat.
But, you know, the nice thing is to sometimes you find pens at shows, or sometimes you, here's some Bexleys and Caran d'Ache. Caran d'Ache is...
Let me see those.
Very classic.
Is that the Ecuador there? The Ecuador?
But the point is that sometimes you come across pens in the wild, or pens at a show, or in an estate or something, and you're not quite sure what you have. You know that it's this brand, and you know what it looks like. So these are a wonderful, wonderful way to go back through and see if you can find what it is you have. Oh, here are some cool labels.
Okay. You can't shop from that catalog, honey.
I know.
They don't make them anymore. All right, so let me give you the last one that I have here. And then this is another one of these they don't make it anymore kind of thing. But these, I always looked forward to these. And these were, I don't know when they stopped doing this. This one is from 2003. But this was the days of the Chicago Pen Show auction catalog. Now, the same goes true for Swan and for any of the other auction houses that have catalogs. Real super nice. Now, you usually don't have a whole lot of information, but it gives you a chance to see sometimes pens that are not otherwise normally seen. And then most of these pictures are black and white. Some are in color, but they're just. And plus, you know, if you were taking notes like I always do, what the pen sold for during the auction, you have some kind of history for you know, a number 56 size Rexall, you know, sold for $180 in 2003. Mm-hmm. So these are really super neat. These are hard to find too, these Chicago Pencil auction catalogs.
Yes.
Like I say, even Swan, was it last year who had that, the Chilton Swan collection?
Yes.
Which is outrageous. I mean, it's like more Chiltons than you could possibly imagine. Maybe you don't collect Chiltons, but I tell you what, there's no other resource out there that has that many Chiltons in one catalog. So
yeah, so really auction catalogs are absolutely another good resource. I have Pens Plus. Remember
what
that one?
That? No, what is that? Where did you find that?
I've had it.
That?
It's German.
Are you hiding stuff from me? Is it in German?
It is in German. Would you like me to read it to you? Hey.
I'm not going to, but I can.
Recognize anyone from there?
Oh, look at that. Don Levin.
And Madasha.
I can't see below the...
Oh.
There's John Madasha right there. And there's a pennant. He's in front of the pennant. I think we have that somewhere, don't we?
We do.
Is it at the store?
I believe it is. So anyway, again, really amazing resource. And yes, I'm shopping. Deal with it. Omas. Oh, my.
Wait. That's all me. What do you got there? Oh, 360. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like going on the right there. That's nice.
But again, they used to give these out at shows. Occasionally, you can find these online or on some of the boards. I'm just moving right along.
Yeah. Yeah. Shows are a really good place to find them. I know this year in Long Island, somebody was trying to sell magazines, and then at the end of the show, a pile of magazines, and in a pile, I'm talking, this thing was a foot and a half, 2 feet tall, just appeared on the table. We brought some of, we picked out the ones we didn't have for the collection. But
we have, I would have to say, a very extensive collection of as many of the Pen Worlds, as many of the Pennants, as many of the Oddball magazines, including ones even Brian doesn't know about.
Great.
But it's a phenomenal resource. It's also fun to go back and read. It's not just for the pretty pictures, but there are some amazing articles in there. You know, the Pennant and Pen World, Stylophiles tried successfully to be a little bit more research-oriented. It wasn't just Bill's beautiful pictures, but they did some research. More of it was on newer pens coming out, but they did some amazing articles on older vintage pens. So those are cool. And then there are some other things to think about. When you buy a new pen, sometimes you get a booklet with it, or you get the paperwork. Keep that. That is a really wonderful resource as well. And yes, Fountain Pen Day, thank you. The Writing Equipment Society puts out a journal, I had that in my notes, I forgot to take mine out, that is phenomenal. It's really wonderful. So that's awesome as well. But one of the things that you can sometimes stumble across are things from vendors.
Oh, that's cool. Wow, where'd you get that? Is that an old catalog?
Look at this.
Wow, the old Schaefer Balance, the Balance 2s.
Right, so if you're not sure, you find this.
It's got every color in there.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness. I want to see that when you're done. I didn't know we had that. That is awesome.
We have a lot of stuff you don't know about.
Nice.
Now, the other, to go along with that, another Schaefer thing, sometimes, especially when companies are putting out a new catalog for the next year, sometimes you can get, and not just as a retailer, but sometimes you can get old catalogs.
Yeah, and that's what that's about a year and a half
Two
old.
Years
that
ago.
Particular one there, yeah.
Yep.
And Schaefer really put. They spent a good deal of money on that catalog. Let me tell you.
That's a nice bright picture.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's got every model, it's got the numbers.
But, you know, sometimes you can come across these. Sometimes they put them in retail stores to give away. This one, for example, I remember we first started to carry Schaefer, and this they had just put this catalog out, and the images, you can't tell from the just holding it up in front of the camera, the images almost look 3D. They almost pop off the page. Yeah, it's really
well
cool.
Well done.
But if you can find things like that as well, absolutely pick those up and keep them. Sometimes people are just giving them away.
Well, yeah, at the end of a show, usually some of these people, they don't want to take their stuff home. So we always get some. We give them away to customers too. So we usually have them. I know Schaefer makes a little pocket-sized one too that they brochure that has all of them too. So
even the smaller brochures, not just the big ones. Mm-hmm. But just kind of keep your eyes peeled. We also found a huge stack in an antique store a while back of a stack of old vintage magazines, and inside were all these pen ads for
it was the Greg
Writer. Writer. Yep. It was really cool.
As early as 1932 through like 1938.
Yep.
And really some really, really interesting ads in there. So, in fact, I kind of saved those, and sadly the rest of the magazines kind of went.
Well, and ads are also a wonderful resource, and some of them are really cool. In fact, Brian has, what, 5 or 6 framed in your office?
Oh, I've got more than that. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
You've got the spider.
Yeah, I've got – Esterbrook did one with a spider, believe it or not, a black widow.
It's creepy. So we had it framed.
Yeah. So.
But some of those are really cool. Beautiful. Some are in color. Some are black and white. Some are not quite as politically correct as you'd find today.
which
makes them a little entertaining and a little adds a little shockability to it. But it's interesting to see where the emphasis was and what was and wasn't allowed in advertising.
Yeah, and what was going on at the time. So, I mean, a lot of stuff goes into play. Interesting stuff. But so that's kind of a little bit of a – I try to think if there's any other kind of – as I'm looking around my desk.
Well, I mean, you've got a number of boxes that you collect. And that's always interesting.
Boxes?
But that's yes, you do.
Are you
nib
any?
Boxes and
oh, nib boxes, yeah, yeah.
And clamshell boxes and things.
Yeah, any kind of family,
as far as reading and archival type things, magazines, I think are almost more fun because you know a book you go through, you read it. I mean, you know, God knows we have enough. We have a lot of books, but the magazines you can go through a little bit more quickly, and it's not just all one thing.
Well, there's still a couple of books that we don't have, and I'm looking for, so.
We should buy them.
I've got to find them first.
Alfonso Muir is going to be in D.C. I believe Fountain Pen Hospital will have his book.
I'm gonna give props to Alfonso for putting together an awesome book, and he also I think wins the record for the most expensive pen book on the planet. So much so that I am too cheap to buy it. But if you're big into Conklin,
that's the book to get.
It's the book. It's the only book. Was it $250? I think is what it goes for. So, but it looks great. If you're into Conklin's, that's what you got to get. So that's the Bible. So,
Andy has some nice books.
Yes, Andy's books are nice, and some of those are quite large too. So
they are. They're definitely coffee table books, but they are definitely pen porn.
Yep. So.
In fact, a lot of his pens on the page are larger than life. I mean, you just want to kiss it.
Where is our copy of the Fountain Pens of Japan? Do we have that here at the house?
I believe we do. I think it's downstairs in the pen room.
I think so. I don't see it on my bookshelf.
Yep. So
a couple of suggestions in the chat: Life magazines, National Geographic's. I mean, you got really, really good. National Geographic's kind of fun too, because then you get like the watch ads and you get the car ads and everything kind of balls into one. You get kind of an idea of what was going on during the time period. So
yeah, it's really not just about the pens. It's a glimpse into the culture and into the time, the morality, the cultural consciousness. It's really cool.
Yeah. So anyway, there's our little thought for the week, I guess.
Find magazines and keep them.
Now it's going to be harder to find all these ones that we don't have. We should put together a list one of these days.
I promised I would for the PCA.
Oh.
Because we do still house the world's largest collection of pennant magazines.
Yeah, I'm not real proud of that.
I'm working on getting rid of it.
Anyway. If
you're going to be in the DC at the DC Pen Show, I'm sure that Pen World will be there. They're usually right out front, like at the registration table, or before you even get to the registration table. Go see Laura and Susan and pick up a Pen World, and stop by the PCA table and pick up a pennant, because I'm not bringing these things home.
Yeah. I guess we should maybe bring this up now.
That I'm not bringing magazines home?
No. For DC, we're going to have is there going to be a DC ladies meetup?
Yeah, it's going to have to be Friday.
Okay.
Since we have plans on Saturday.
Yeah, last year we tried to do it after plans. It didn't really work out so well because we were tired, but you don't want to rush through everything. So.
Dinner. So we'll do it Friday.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about. I just wanted to throw that out there so that any of the ladies who want to get together and I might be there, but there it is.
You can hang with us. You can be our token male.
I'm an honorary member of the ladies club.
By extension.
By extension, all right.
Steph will let you in, Mary.
All right. Steph had some great pens last year. I still remember them. Like, I opened her case, and she, because we're just passing cases around, it was really fun. And she's got a more ink tab safety with the glass top. And she's like, oh, yeah. Like, you know how rare that pen is? She's like, oh, yeah.
I know. Yes, Paul, it's going to be the Donut Fest.
The Donut Fest.
At the bar, in pajamas.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We should, let's move along here. It's like 700 degrees here in Wisconsin.
Yep.
In the house with no air conditioning. We got a couple new things at the store. We'll just briefly run through those.
You know, we're going to spend a little more time on one just because I can.
Well, I have all the pens, so.
Doesn't matter. We're going to skip those for now.
You're going to skip those?
We're going to skip the first thing on the list for a minute.
Oh.
Jump to the second one.
Let me put it away.
All right.
All right, number two, I guess. We're going in out of order.
Yep.
As we mentioned a couple weeks ago, we got a bunch of Faber-Castell products in. And this week, we got more. Not necessarily
awesome.
All of what we had ordered, but we got a bunch of stuff in today, including this one, which I'm really having a hard time parting with, the Loom, and we got the fountain pens in like all the different nib sizes, right? So
finally got them all in.
This one's a nice blue color, matte finish. Just
the purple is really a pretty plummy color, and the orange is almost a terracotta. It's darker. It's really cool.
They're matte colors. They're really cool. They've got a nice spring clip. So anyway, we got the Loom in pretty much every color, including the piano, in most of the nib sizes. Not so much broad, because broad's not as popular, but we can make that happen. But we also have the new edition in bright orange, the Andoro.
Oh, the Andoro.
Now, this is a really cool pen. So it's faceted, right? And the cap is faceted. And the whole thing, it's a snap cap. But, of course, it only goes on one way. It doesn't, you can't get it. I mean, you got to put it on the facet, right? And so then the whole thing lines up. Nice size pen. And then, so you either, and the facets line up really well with your hand, or if you hold it down further, the section is curved. So I think it's a really a cool pen. And you can barely, like with most of the Faber-Castell products, you can barely see where the section joint is. And of course, you got to put the cap on just the right way, otherwise it doesn't go on. So excited about those. What else do we get? Ambition, more ambition in.
We get a lot of cool stuff in. And of course, you know, I take a picture, I text it to Brian, it shows that it didn't make it. So I know what we got in. And I.
Oh, you sent a picture? Well, that explained it.
It showed it is not delivered. Oh. I'll show it to you. It shows
well,
not.
That's okay. Well, yeah, she just sends me a note. Okay, we got some stuff in. I'm like, oh. So, anyway,
what
that stuff.
What else did we get?
What else? Are we going back to number one, or are we skipping number one?
We're skipping number one.
Why are we skipping number one?
So I can spend some time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The other thing on the list, and this is pretty cool. Is the Wall EverSharp, the 100th anniversary?
I really like that one.
Yeah, this one is really cool. I like this. This is my favorite of the bunch. Now we haven't seen the skyscraper. We're going to see in a couple weeks.
That's killer.
But this is black. Black and pearl marbled cap. This is a true piston filler. It's got that ceramic coated nib. True piston filler though, so it's, you know, just operates like so. So it comes in black and pearl. Now there is a deluxe model that we can get, which has a gold derby on it instead of the black derby, and then has a 18 karat nib option. And then there's the one here, it's the taffy stripe, which
yes.
is kind of a green, brown, and white striped cap. Same deal, piston filler with the ceramic coated semi flex nib.
Yeah. We did get the honey. It's really pretty. He changed the name. It was Honey Stripe, and now it's Taffy Stripe.
Now it's Taffy Stripe, yeah.
He said it was more of a the name just didn't work for him.
Right.
So it's really pretty. That one I think I like better than the black and pearl just because it's got some, depending on how you hold it, it's a whole different look.
Well, it's transparent, semi-transparent too. You can see a little bit of the pen mechanism inside. And these on the cap band have a 100th anniversary Wall EverSharp with a double check mark on the wide cap band too. So
Sid's done a really nice job on those.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
That's the new Wall EverSharp. So
I had a conversation. I guess it was yesterday. The distributor for Noodlers called me and wanted to make sure that we were going to restock the broad nibs, which we are. They're on the way. And told me that we are now going to be able to get the Noodlers Flex nibs as well. Now, we've had the non-flex in the fine medium, and we've had the non-flex in the broad before. The broad will be restocked. What's today, Tuesday? Probably Thursday or Friday. And we are getting the Noodlers Flex nibs that you can buy separately as well. Noodlers is putting a limit on how many you can buy per person so that nobody unscrupulous can make your own pen and claim it's a Noodlers or whatever. And quantities are a little limited in the beginning.
Fairly limited, so.
The other thing that is exciting about that is that the ebonite feeds will soon be available for Noodlers as well.
So if you've been modifying your Ahab or Conrad, and you've taken the direction,
you need a new feed
because you went too far, or now the flow is more generous than you expected, the feeds will be available. So those are not coming in the shipment, correct?
Correct. It'll be just another week or two. It'll be very shortly, but they will be available for purchase. We are not just giving them out because...
We never had them to give out.
We never had them, but now customers will be allowed to buy them in case you need to fix whatever it is you tried to fix.
Yeah.
So, And last but not least.
Why don't I just walk over and give you this pen? I don't know why we're waiting till last to talk about it.
Because this is part of your growth as a pen person.
Oh, my heavens.
Yes. Yes, I am. Brian is really...
This is not in my pocket.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be soon.
No, it's not.
Brian is really all about the Retro 51 ballpoints and rollerballs and pencils these days, and it's really very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool. I mean, you know, and I like the pen. I think they're well made. I don't know what to say to that. I'm a fountain pen guy. Sorry, but I like these. I think they're cool. Okay. If I ever needed a use for a rollerball, I know exactly which one I would pick.
Which one would it be?
It's the Eisenhower.
Oh, the metallic. It looks kind of
braided.
Braided
one. Yep.
Yeah, very cool.
But Retro 51 come out with their limited edition this year, the Flipper, because they call it the Flipper Popper.
Can anybody sing Pinball Wizard?
Right. There we go. It's got some pinball graphics on it, limited to 750. It's their standard tornado size.
I think it's kind of pretty. It's got really bright kind of tropical colors.
Right.
It is bright.
Yeah. It's a little too bright for me, but I think it's, you know, if you, I mean, I love pinball. I used to play a lot of it, but so that's here just in this week. What does it say? Bonus on it. It's got all the pinball ball stuff on the pen. So it's kind of cool.
But Retro 51 pens have really done well in the store. Greg, you need to come out and check them out. Paul, just fly on out. You know you want to. You can stay for the sleepover.
There'll be a girl sleepover and there'll be a guy sleepover.
There you go.
The guys will be out back by the fire pit. With a case of beer, probably.
Well, buy a case of wine, get some steak.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But so anyway, so Retro 51s, we got some new ones in. We've reordered some. I haven't decided if we're going to bring them to DC or not.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how much room we have. We'll see how much room they take up.
Well, we've got to not take some pens because we have too many now, so I don't.
Well, Steph has two hands. She could hold how many?
I think I'm going to wear a vest, and then I'm just going to have loops in the vest. And then people can go, I want that one over there, sir. And then I'll open it up like this, and then there'll be pens on the inside. So, anyway.
Yeah. But they're really cool. I like them because they're heavy. It doesn't
the retros are weighted really quite nicely. They're nice. So, there it is. What else do we got? That's about it. What's going on at the store?
The PO box is going away.
Yep, PO box is going away. We've been talking about that, so I don't think we have to worry about it because I barely remember what it is anymore. But yeah, we've got some exciting stuff that's coming down the pipe and within the next a lot of stuff coming within the next month. So
we do. I am super excited.
And some stuff that's supposed to be here before DC. So I'm wondering like what that. What?
Just whisper it in my ear. Psst, psst, psst. Okay. Thank you. Yep. We've got a lot of cool stuff.
One, two, three. I can think of four different things, not counting the big fifth thing. So.
All right. Anyway, lots of cool stuff. Every other day, Dave and I are having to move something around. It's awesome.
Anyway. All right, we should let's wrap this up. It's hot. Move the outside and cool down here. You got a shout out this week?
We do. Greg from Reddit came into the store. And he had fun. We had fun with him. He dropped off a pen to be fixed. He was joking around that he'd gone shopping, and he knew that he was going to stop in, so he didn't buy. I think he was looking at shirts or something for himself. He said he didn't buy a nice shirt because he wanted to come in and shop at the store. And he was just a lot of fun to talk to. Dave and I love it when people come to the store and we've got time to chat.
Yep.
So, anyway, so big hi to Greg.
Done in no time.
Sounds yep. Pretty. And big hello to ColoradoPenShow.com.
So there we go.
That's it.
Well, you know, we didn't mention, maybe we can talk about, maybe we'll just talk about it next week, the pen club meeting.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, big hugs to Arlie.
Arlie, and absolutely, and Ivan and Mary showed up for the first pen club meeting, and we had a good time. We hung around for 2 hours.
We had a really good time.
Arlie brought a Kaweco I had never, ever seen before, a vintage Kaweco. It was really kind of cool, and we were swapping pens. It was a fun time, so. Ivan, next time you got to bring pens, though. Come on.
Yep.
So. All right. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Or you can send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
You can check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, in case you're wondering, AndersonPens.net.
You can join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales, cool stuff happening at the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast this evening. We will see you next week. Have a good evening.
Bye.